Welcome to the Public Sector View Radio, where we discuss trends impacting the adoption of video collaboration solutions across government, education, and healthcare. I'm Ryan Traden, the executive editor of the Public Sector View online publication, and joining me today is Jim Smith, an account executive at Polycom and a 25-year veteran of the federal IT industry. Jim is speaking to me from the show floor of the annual Border Security Expo, which is taking place as we speak at the Phoenix Convention Center in sunny Arizona. He's here to give us a rundown of the show, as well as the hot topics and trends being discussed. Jim, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks so much, Ryan. It's great to be here with you.
Excellent. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. So first off, can you just tell our listeners a little bit about the Border Security Expo? What's the focus of the conference? Who attends this thing? And what government agencies and military branches are usually there?
Sure, Ryan. This is the ninth annual Border Security Expo, and it's really evolved into quite a substantial presence here. Not only the federal government, represented primarily, I would say, by the agencies within the Department of Homeland Security, but now a really strong border state, local law enforcement presence. All the states in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California are really represented here in terms of their law enforcement capabilities, and of course the vendor community that assists these government agencies with all of the requirements that they have, which are growing and they're substantial and they're more sophisticated. They're all here in force too, and including Polycom.
Excellent. And with the folks there, representing the different agencies of DHS and all those state and local governments and law enforcement organizations, I assume you're having conversations with some of the different government attendees that are there. So what would you say are some of the main IT priorities for those agencies right now? And I'll throw you a little curveball. Is there a difference between the IT priorities for those federal agencies and the state and local government and law enforcement organization?
Yeah, you know, that's a good differentiating question. I would say that in general, the IT priorities for both the federal agencies who focus on border issues and the states who participate hand in hand with those federal entities, their focus is clearly the same. They're all one big team. Obviously, they have tactical and strategic objectives that are different. One being sort of the multinational capabilities of the federal government to involve other states like Canada, Mexico, Japan, China, and such to help with the same objective of border security. But then you've got these real practical considerations around the boots on the ground from the local law enforcement people whose job it is to make the local arrests and to really, you know, kind of be the tactical end of the spear, so to speak. So in terms of objectives, they're very similar. In terms of IT priorities, IT challenges, I'd say what I'm hearing a lot of really is around mobility solutions. I would say there's a lot of IT priorities around real-time data sharing. We've heard a lot today about voice technologies that are important. Surveillance video is very important. We're going to hear some things later today about some technologies that are going to be used to discover tunneling sorts of elements across the borders, where tunnels have been elaborately created. And there's going to be some, I believe later today, some technologies that are going to show how those can be discovered more quickly and more efficiently. So a lot of really cool things around innovation and sort of the main blocking and tackling technologies too.
I heard you mention mobility and some data sharing. You know, what are the use cases for some of those technologies? What are the pain points that these organizations mm-hmm. are having that, you know, are making them look to these technologies as a solution?
You know, one of the most practical things I heard today, well, two things, actually. One was from an executive, a vice admiral in Coast Guard, who has responsibility for the entire Coast Guard west of the Rocky Mountains to include all the way to Guam, up to the Arctic, and down to the Antarctic. So the Coast Guard's got this giant region maritime security priorities. And what he said that was really interesting to me, and I actually took a note on it, was that they have intelligence capabilities, intelligence gathering capabilities now that give them about a 90% picture of what the cartels are doing on any given day or week. So we have this fantastic information into the system that allows us to predict and even know in advance what's happening in terms of what the bad guys are going to do. Sadly, the federal government's budget for these sorts of operations to include the Coast Guard only allows the Coast Guard to intercept about 20% of what they know about. And so, you know, in terms of real-time data sharing and mobility, there's a massive amount of need around just getting the process more efficient so that the limited budget dollars can go farther. And so these statistics around interdiction and making arrests and that kind of thing can actually go up. We can see increased numbers of successful interdictions. So that was one thing. You know, the other numbers that are coming out loud and clear, the Customs and Border Protection Agency, they were saying there's about 10,500 trucks crossing the border every single day. And so we've got these very remote border stations that really need to take advantage of mobility solutions. Polycom makes a great mobility solution. Other companies make a great mobility solution. In fact, just before this call today, I was standing outside the show, and I met a gentleman whose company is building essentially a $1,000 mobile satellite capability that plugs right into your cell phone. And for law enforcement agents who are on the Texas-Mexico border where there is no cell phone LTE signaling capability or very limited, this sort of satellite technology is going to greatly enhance their ability to do their job. And we're going to see these numbers of the statistical numbers will show the economic benefits, I think, of this kind of technology.
Excellent. Well, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, the show itself and the people who are there, the pain points they're having, the topics that are interesting to them, some of the other technologies in the show. Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about Polycom itself and its presence at the show. So, you know, tell us a little bit and our listeners a little bit about, you know, your participation in the conference and the different technologies that Polycom's exhibiting.
Sure. Well, we're here at the show. We're showing a couple of things today. We're showing some of our latest mobility innovations around Microsoft Link or Skype for Business, as it's being called now, all the way from smart devices like your cell phones or your tablet, laptops. And then the other thing we're showing, which is really getting a lot of attention, is software deployment of traditional hardware-based solutions that Polycom has made over the years. So for many years, we've been in the business of building appliances as part of our video infrastructure solutions. So to include things like bridges and resource managers and distributed media agents and border proxies and things like that. We've always built these things extremely well, but they've always been hardware-based. And in a world where more and more virtual devices are being stood up across the government, federal, state, and local, one of the clear signals that we got from our users was, we'd love to buy your software. We want your solution. We need your capability to solve our problems. But we don't have any more rack space, or we've got plenty of virtual machines. Could you virtualize these solutions in a way that lets us deploy quicker, less implementation costs, easier to manage, and so on? And so one of the things that we're showing here today is a virtual edition of the entire Polycom video infrastructure solution. And we've actually got it here in our booth. It's on a couple of laptops, and we can show all the interfaces and how it works, and a lot of interest has been generated through that. So,
excellent. Would you say that that's probably the most popular thing in the booth right now?
I'd say so. I mean, we're also seeing some interest in other kinds of technologies. I mentioned earlier Skype for Business, and because the government, federal government especially, has so invested in the Microsoft solution at the desktop, it's a real natural jumping off point for them to be able to leverage that investment into extending it into visual communications and other collaborative communications. And with the help of Polycom, as you know, Ryan, Polycom and Microsoft are great partners. With the help of Polycom, we've been able to really, I think, meet a huge need with regard to the Skype for Business implementation. So we're showing things like the Polycom CX5100, which is a huddle room sort of technology that sits in the center of a table, and it's got a 360-degree camera on it, and it delivers video using the link investment that agencies already have. So that's been a huge area of interest. And then finally, I would say the voice solutions around Skype for Business. Polycom builds a specific phone portfolio around Skype for Business, and it's been really well received.
Excellent. So if you're a government agency and you're using Skype for Business, you know, to get video, all you have to do is purchase one of these video solutions. It integrates natively with Skype, and you plug it in and off you go?
Pretty much. I mean, there's some integration into the Active Directory, which is normal implementation of any endpoint that you would bring onto that network. But there's no the beauty with the native integration with Polycom and Microsoft is there's no intermediary box required or gateway. It's as you said, it's a native integration. It's simply a license, a software key that we provide our customers with the device, and it's as simple in many cases as a USB connection into a laptop, and then you're off and running and using this stuff in a really, really practical way.
Excellent. Very cool. Well, hey, you know, Jim, I want to thank you for being on the program today. I think this was a great view into the expo and the trends and the topics being discussed and some of the different collaboration solutions that some of these government agencies are interested in. So, you know, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Ryan. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, pleasure's all mine. For our listeners, I just want to thank you all. I appreciate you joining us as well. And I hope you'll come back. We'll be back with more episodes of the Public Sector View Radio in the coming weeks.